the live audience of campers who are learning and studying and working and dancing and playing and singing as part of our Summer Acoustic Music Week, and this always sponsored by WUMB as a way of connecting so deeply and personally with the music that keeps us sane during rush hour when we happen not to have a guitar in our hand. But for now, we are in a room of music makers, and our guests for this show are Sloan Wainwright and Trina Hamlin, and they in turn have brought guests to play with them. So I'd love to begin by asking Sloan Wainwright if you would start this show for us.
Absolutely, Lorraine. I'm so happy to be here, and I'm very excited because sitting to my right is Hubby Jenkins with his fabulous hat and banjo, and on my left is Pete Kennedy with his wonderful white and golden guitar. And then down there is the fabulous Maura Kennedy. So we're just having a wonderful time already.
Yeah, you're going to be making music, and Sloan Wainwright has a banjo in her hands.
I do have a banjo in my hands. So in the spirit of Sam W., in the spirit of creating community through music, in the spirit of leaping and a net will appear, I'm going to play something brand spanking new. As many of you know, I've been trying to find my way into the banjo. I got nothing here inside my head. Seems I use up all the words I said. Keep on trying to fill up this space, wishing I was in a different place. When I have nothing, can I simply be? When I have nothing, nothing's all right with me. I got nothing but this empty page, staring at me as I make my way. Must I try to write in all the blanks? Can I surrender with a heart of thanks when I have nothing? I can clearly see when I have nothing, nothing's all right with me. Nothing's alright when I have nothing. Having nothing's alright when I have nothing. Shall be. Let it lift me up and carry me when I have nothing. I'm free when I have nothing. Nothing's all right with me. Having nothing's all right when I have nothing. Having nothing's all right when I have nothing. Having nothing's all right when I have nothing.
Sloan Wainwright, she of the remarkable singing voice, has found another voice, and this voice is the banjo voice. And it's a strong piece for you, Sloan. It's wonderful. Just wonderful that you're doing that. And she's not kidding us about learning as teachers here in the Sam W. program, too. We come bringing the gifts that we can share and offer, and we always gain something in exchange. I remember Robert Jones, the Reverend Robert Jones, sitting out on the steps of his cabin between classes that he was teaching in blues and guitar and harmonica, learning to play the fiddle. Everyone always remembers when someone's learning to play the fiddle. But it was a wonderful thing, that moment. So, and Trina Hamlin. We've had both Sloan and Trina as teachers through the years at Sam W., which speaks to our good fortune in these summer camps and the winter weekend as well, being able to draw music and learning from the two of you. And Trina, you've got a harmonica rack there and a guitar.
Doing the best I can.
Well, it's extraordinary. You did a show the very opening night. In fact, she was the opening set for the faculty concert this time, and she set us off. She launched us good.
It was a launching.
It was a launching.
It was a launching.
Friends, Trina Hamlin.
Color of a jacaranda tree, bright, bold, and brilliant. Yet I can't find the words to describe it, name it, not tame it. Run now wild and free. You color everything I can see. My crazy jacaranda tree. Can't shake it, break it, won't let nobody take it. Pretty jacaranda tree. All of those days I spent in your shade, never quite seeing your beauty. Standing beside, finally opened my eyes to your technicolor dream.
And Trina Hamlin, you are performing. Are you doing solo work entirely? What's up with your performance right now?
Now I'm doing more side work than solo shows. Got a little tired of myself.
Yeah.
So I said, put myself on hold for a bit. So you'll still see me out and about with Susan Werner.
Right.
Kind of.
That's a great combination.
They call me Budget Hamlin. You can hire me, and I fill in a lot of cracks. I've taken Bennett's class.
No. Yes.
But so that's like a percussion / background vocals / harmonica / kitchen sink, whatever kind of needs to fill in the blanks.
Great.
And I play for some other songwriters through the New York area, and then I'm now a drummer. I call it a boy band.
Uh-huh.
But, they're all like, well, they are boys.
It's a boy band
in
you.
I hate to tell you guys, you don't grow up, and that's a good thing.
Right.
But, the average age is probably around 60. But it's superbly fun. And they let me get away with anything because, I'm the drummer.
You're the drummer. So this is a good thing.
It's very fun.
Great. And you've recorded. We can access recordings. I'm just making sure that people who had not heard of Sloan Wainwright or Trina Hamlin will be able to find more of this great music. So
we are accessible.
Yeah, right. Just
maybe
totally.
Too accessible. Never too accessible.
Reminding the world that that's an option, that you can really hear more of this amazing music from each of these women. And now, Sloan, same question to you. What are your current music projects in addition to Sam W., which we know is a high priority? Thank you.
Current music projects, a lot of teaching, which I love so very much, working as a vocal coach and performance coach, and all over the place. It's been a busy summer, lots of camps and programs, and writing a lot of songs, and I feel so grateful that a lot of performing as well, which is wonderful. Working on my banjo, working on my ukulele. Pete has been whispering in my ear about learning how to play guitar. I'm excited about, even though it's hard to learn how to do something that you don't know how to do, but it is, it's a wonderful thing.
It moves you in a particular powerful way, and that's what these programs are all about, this hands-on, so that we can keep this music going, move it forward, and give it the voice that people find in themselves. That's pretty cool. And so you have Pete and Maura Kennedy as part of
this
next? Pete
and Maura are here, and Trina Bean. Look, she's turning into a drummer.
Oh, look at that. And
that's the radio
thing, You'll have to trust us.
Sorry,
now you hear her. She really is turning into a drummer.
Yeah.
So, let's have some more music.
Cool. We're going to do a tune called Truth Turns Like a Wheel. One man's pleasure is another man's pain. One man's freedom is another man's chains. One man's garbage is another man's meal. Truth turns like a wheel. One man sees and another man's blind. One heart breaks but another one's fine. One man's trouble is another man's deal. Truth turns like a wheel. Truth turns like a wheel. Try to understand how you feel. I'm trying and the big guy leads. He don't know what the little guy needs, because to him that man's world is just not real. Truth turns like a wheel. Truth turns like a wheel. Understand how you feel. I'm trying.
like a snake slips out the door. Everything I knew before, everything I ever thought was real, truth turns like a wheel. Truth turns like a wheel. Truth turns like a wheel. Truth turns like a wheel.
Sloan, tell us about the song.
Truth Turns Like a Wheel. Written by David Mansfield, and who is a dear friend, and there's a co-writer on that song, and whose name I can't think of right now, it just flew out of my head. But David is a dear friend of mine, and he actually produced my record, Uncovering, and asked me to sing it and put it on the record, and I've completely fallen in love with the song.
Well, you've brought a great, just a great presence to every piece of that song. And how about the collaboration?
What do you think of that, huh?
What do I think of that? I think that having Trina Hamlin on percussion and harmonica and...
But this is Sam W.
And,
I mean, this is Sam W.
Kennedy,
we were just hanging out yesterday
after
class in the third period, you know, hanging out by the picnic table and, you know, working on some tunes and figuring out a way to play songs together. You know, it's really, the sharing music aspect is such an important part of camp.
And, it is.
And such a beautiful way to be together, to play music together.
Agreed, and Maura, that backup was just spot on.
What do you think of that?
That?
Smoking.
Thank you.
She's smoking, that's Maura Kennedy.
She's smoking. So we really have a sound man here named John Dorshak, who we would always thank. May we thank him now? Because there's the hanging around the picnic table trying things out, and there's the, and now other people will be listening to Element. And so he and Mike Danielson really pulled together the engineering on this remarkably well, and we're grateful for that. And they're not done pulling together the engineering on this. So I want to thank a couple of other people before we finish with a song that Trina's going to bring for us. But Rob Landry is back at the station at WUMB, taking care of the engineering piece there. Patty Domeniconi is the general manager of WUMB Radio, and she is camp director here, just somehow keeping it all going while we're out there at the picnic tables playing music. And so our thanks to her as well. And Trina is also, and I think originally, a piano player. Can I hold you for a conversation for a moment?
I'm right here.
So Trina, yes, there you are, right at the piano. And so Trina, you played piano as, was that your first kind of instrument?
Yeah. My first instrument was definitely piano.
All right. Well, you have stayed with that in addition to adding the rest of your musical vocabularies.
Yeah. You know, you get to a point sometimes on an instrument where you're like, I don't know if I'm getting what I want. And I was looking for more rhythm in a different way. And so guitar offered, you know, a whole rhythmic aspect that I found in it. And harmonica definitely offered me a way to almost like sing rhythm. Which, you know, usually as a singer, your melodies float over the top. They're not, there's definitely rhythmic singing, but on average,
That's
the melody
right.
floats across the top. So, and I love rhythm too much. So I just said, well, okay.
Well, and there you've ended up with drums. This is pretty much going a direction.
That's my inner five-year-old.
Yeah, yeah. It's,
dream come true, you know.
Yes. So. Yeah, you're on a path. And what is it that you would like to do for us?
This is a song, you know, sometimes I've heard people talk about it. It's a song that they arrive at every morning. It's kind of in their head. It's a song that came out of me a number of years ago. It's called Come On. And it's about staying your course, staying on the journey with, whether it's with you or with a partner or anybody in life. It's like, hey, stay on the ride.
Stay on the ride.
Let's make it good.
This is going to be a fine thing. So we have songwriters. Sloan is a songwriter. Trina is a songwriter. We just have a powerful amount of music happening this morning. And let's hear it for Trina, because we will go out over that piano. So let's just give her a round now, because we know.
Thank you. This is the Steinway that sits in the corner. So, you're going to all feel, as you're in your cars, that you're in this beautiful chapel in the woods with the piano that's been hanging out. And you'll know what I mean in a moment.
Take you as you are, take you as you come to me, push you to the stars and move you to the moon, or hold you to the earth and wrap you till you bloom. So come on, come on, baby, come on. Stay on this ride from dawn to dawn to dawn. Take the ticket and don't even think twice. Stay on this ride, baby, come on. Won't you take me as I am? Take me for who I wanna be. Take me by the hand, yet let me lead the way. We can be so much more than I could ever dare. So come on, come on, baby, come on. Stay on this ride. Dawn to dawn to dawn. Take the ticket and don't even think twice. Stay on this ride, baby. Oh, who'd have ever thought we'd come to this? Some sort of peaceful yet angst-ridden bliss. Peaceful nights, careworn days, lifting us so through the haze. Gently I hold on to you, take me through the days. Thank you. this right, baby. Who'd have ever thought we'd come this far? I said, stay on this right, baby, come on. Send them out on the road.